Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maddie, coming alive for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We've been waiting on this day. And here we go. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. Been telling you all week, Anthony Davis not going to get dealt. And as of 3:03 and 15 seconds, he has not been dealt. Mm-hmm. A few other minor deals. We'll get to it all. Kevin Durant. We'll start with that circus last night. Teak, what's happening, buddy?
How are you today? I like Kevin Durant. I like what Kevin Durant is doing now.
Do you?
A couple years ago, I might have said he's being ornery and immature and all those other things. But I agree with him right now. But you're right, BT. We thought Anthony Davis wouldn't go anywhere.
I'm surprised you just said you agreed with Durant.
I agree with Durant.
This is going to be a spicy start.
It'd be nice.
Show. Okay.
But yeah, the big story is not as the non-story,
yep.
Which is AD is going to be a Pelican, and it's going to get really awkward. He's not playing, not scheduled to play at least, even though he has been cleared until after the All-Star break. I don't know what that's going to look like, but it's not going to be comfortable.
I don't think it's going to be good. Mike Conley's got to reintroduce himself to everybody at FedEx Forum. I believe it's still FedEx Forum in the practice facility. He wasn't dealt. His buddy Marc Gasol was. So there's obviously a lot to hit. The Bucks got better. The Raptors got better. The Grizzlies did what they did. The Sixers, of course, with Tobias Harris. Mm-hmm. And you look at this, three of the top five seeds, excluding the Pacers, who will just sadly continue to plummet with the injury, of course, to Oladipo here. And the Celtics, you would imagine, would rise. You know, let's not put the cart before the horse and say that one of those four teams can beat the Warriors, but they're better equipped to at least, you know, make some noise.
Yeah.
I mean, the team that emerges from the Eastern Conference is going to be legit.
I agree. I think you're right. And we said it yesterday, at least speculated a little bit yesterday about who we think is the best team in the East. Probably the Bucks right now. If they're watching,
I would agree.
Antetokounmpo last night, he scored 43. And, you know, they took care of business. Now they add Mirotic, who's currently dealing with a little bit of a calf injury, but he's a really good player. I'm not saying he's a superstar, but he's a
sniper.
Really good player. He's a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some size. He can stretch. Like all, and they didn't really give up anything for him.
No.
Right? They probably had the best trade deadline season this year, and it coincides with them having the best record, not just in the East, but in basketball. So the Bucks have to be very encouraged going into the second half.
By the way, smaller note, Markelle Fultz was dealt, I don't know, 12, 15 minutes ago. Hopefully he finds his way.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel sad, though?
Well, not if he gets minutes and not if he could play without pressure to just, you know, absolve his mind mm-hmm. of this burden, this odd confliction in his mind that has obviously taken away, you know, what was skill set desirable enough and desirous enough to make him the first overall pick.
Yeah.
He's just got to go play ball. And now we can do it for a team that's not supposed to win.
Agreed.
Hopefully we're rooting for Fultz. Hopefully he gets it right. But last night was interesting. Let's play it for you. It's a little lengthy, but it's worth playing again. Kevin Durant, not exactly thrilled. Here he is.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you, grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
We're talking.
So, who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me, is that gonna help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least we, most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go
what's
there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with
you?
I just tell them he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications. Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
All right. I'm gonna hand off to you to start because you like it, and I think he was a complete clown show.
I don't think he was a clown.
I do, but I want to hear what you got to say.
What was that movie? Don't
Friday?
No, not Friday, but it was Don't. Don't go selling your gin in the what's that movie? You know what I'm talking about, Sam. But I remember the part where it's with one of the Wayans kids, and he pulls up the back. He pulls up the back of the box truck, and he has like one of those. Don't be a menace in South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. While drinking your juice in the hood, and he's got that big machine gun in the back, and it's like remote controlled, and he's like, "Do we have a?" problem.
That's what he sounded like.
That's
he sounded like somebody.
That's what he sounded like. Yeah. Like
you actually said off air, you said it sounded like the father in Friday for a second. That's where
The reporter did.
No, I know.
Yes,
not exactly. No, I got you. All right, go ahead, man. But, stop wasting time. I want to get into this. So let's go.
Time.
I don't care about any movies that mean nothing. Let's go.
It means a lot because that's exactly what I was getting. He was getting aggressive for no reason. But you know what? I like that in Kevin Durant. Like in previous years, and I did my sports minute on this, so I thought about this for a lot of the day.
All right.
Kevin Durant has felt, I got to be gangsta. I'm going to be mean. Remember we talked about that after he won the MVP?
He changed like, about 5 years ago.
Like, dude, who are you?
Yeah.
Right? You had this great speech. Now look at you trying to be hard all the time. And sometimes it felt like he was being immature or oversensitive in responding to things that were thrown at him. And it's like his emotional capacity to be great just wasn't fully there yet, right? And then he's subtweeting people, and then he's burner accounting people. It's like all these things that just felt like, man, that's behavior unbecoming of the superstar that you are.
Mm-hmm.
You realize you're the second best player in the NBA right now.
Immature.
Right? And it didn't seem
erratic,
befitting
unnecessary.
His status.
Uh-huh. I would agree with that.
You were at the pinnacle, dude.
Yeah.
You're not jumping over the other guy until he leaves, but you were right there.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so just do your job. But now as I sit and I look and I think about how this can be perceived from Kevin Durant's perspective, every day, somebody's speculating. We do it here. Mm-hmm. We show him in a Knicks outfit
every single day. Him and
every
Kyrie
day.
Come to the Garden, get
exactly.
it up when you get a chance.
Every day
we
talk about KD, where he's going next.
That's
what KD is focused on and he should be focused on, and I think he is focused on, is being a baller right now for the Golden State Warriors.
Sure.
As he talked about, doing his job, being with his teammates, you know, trying to get back to the NBA Finals and win another another championship, and potentially and probably another Finals MVP. He's got two in a row already, right? And but all that's been happening of late, because of the trade deadline, because of the speculation, this hypothetical world that we live in now. Think about this. Sports and sports talk radio, and it's increasingly pushed into print media and columns and everything else in sports. It's the hypothetical. What's LeBron going to do? Oh, what's AD going to do? What's Kyrie going to do?
Innuendo, most sports shows would not exist.
I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking
to
about
his point.
But he's getting this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting this from the guy who's writing the story about what happened last night against the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're playing well, by the way.
This is the beat writer asking these questions now. This isn't just the columnist who's writing an opinion piece and getting the reader to speculate and think and react either positively or negatively. This is everybody all the time now. I get this. Because if I'm Kevin Durant and all I want to do right now is win a championship and not give a crap about what's going to happen next year when I do go to the New York Knicks, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel his anger, his angst, and I buy it and I side with him, dude.
Okay.
I really do.
All right.
Right? Ask me about what I'm doing now, not what I'm going to be doing a year from now.
Okay. Kevin Durant sounds to me as if he just emerged from a cave and is not familiar with the modern practices of a business. Earth to Kevin Durant. Wake up. I thought he sounded like a complete dope.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because you cannot manipulate your fame when it's convenient for you. You can't jump in an Uber or whatever it was, the thing you did with Kerry Champion and LeBron, and expound on the politics of the world and harpoon our president, which clearly is your right, for sure.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with sports?
There's a greater point, you'll see. And, you know, talk about, you know, whatever words, and they were fairly derogatory that you attach to the president of the United States. That's fine. I know he's got a lot of detractors. I get it. Trust me, I get it. And then just flip a switch and say, I just want to play basketball. That's it. I just want to show up and play hoops. The other thing you can't do, and you've done this a few times now, is just latch on to a short contract that has an out attached to it that triggers the thought that everybody wants to know where you're going next because we know you're going somewhere.
But isn't part of the reason that he does these contracts is so that they can keep a Klay Thompson and a Draymond Green and get not a Boogie, because Boogie's playing for peanuts right now, but you know what I mean. But so you can keep the team together and win another championship, right? You can't discount that fact.
I think that's giving Kevin Durant a little bit too much credit.
Really?
Yeah, Kevin Durant needed to get some championships on his resume.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant,
he had a donut with Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. He flamed
but
out
whose
against
fault
the
is
world.
That? Was
well,
that
it's
was,
his because he hit shots in game 7. I am so hot in this thing. I can't. This thing's coming on. This thing is like a million degrees.
It looks like it.
Oh, I'm ready to lather up now. Let's go. All right, so he plays.
Looks nice, though.
It did look pretty good.
The problem is it's 50 degrees outside.
Oh, man, it's hot. So he zeroes out, and he flames out with this guy Westbrook, all right? When he had a chance to beat the Warriors. Well, you know, not that we always need to go through history, but I think to remind Kevin Durant.
3-1 lead.
3-1 lead. Look at his shooting stats, 30%, 27%, complete garbage. I don't want to say he was a no-show. Like Harden, who really didn't even show up. At least Kevin Durant was letting it fly. He just missed. It happens even to the great ones. So he goes to the Warriors. Yeah, a little concession so we can keep Klay Thompson. The way the modern athlete, especially in the NBA, and quarterbacks as well, the way we judge these young players, and it's unfair. Yeah. I think it's very unfair. But the athletes react to it. They know if they have a donut next to their name in the championship column, they will never elevate to the status and the stature that, quite frankly, they've already deserved, and they've already earned.
They're there
and deserve.
They're there.
They're there. We're just reticent to get. Not us, but some people are. I don't make championships the bottom line. I never have, and I never will. But this is the problem with Kevin Durant. All right, I'm watching him last night, and I'm saying, I don't know if I was the first person to say that he's going to come and play for the Knicks, but damn it, I was one of the first. I was saying this 7-8 months ago on the show. Go and check Google. Go and check all the podcasts. There's a reason that graphic's been made for a long time, and there was one before it that we weren't allowed to use. I've been saying it for months.
Part of it, wishful thinking.
Yeah, yes, but also part of it connecting the dots, knowing that I believe that he wants to be able to assert himself with a franchise, be the lead guy, not ride somebody's coattails to a couple of the championships, even though he won the MVP in the NBA Finals. I get that.
Twice.
And then, twice. And then elevate a team, whether it's like a moribund franchise like the Knicks or maybe go to the Clippers, whatever it might be. But I always thought it was going to be the Knicks, and I still do. But as I'm watching him last night, I'm saying, what is this guy going to do in New York? What is he going to do in New York if he comes to New York and the Knicks, and say he gets Kyrie, or say he gets Kemba, and say they get Zion, or they don't get Zion, but they get Barrett. And, you know, Kevin Knox is a player who I think is going to be good. And Mitchell Robinson evolves. And Trier, who I really love, he's a killer. Trier becomes a really important rotation player on a good team. And all of a sudden, Kevin, this guy's the main dog. Mm-hmm. He's the main guy. No Steph Curry, no Klay Thompson, no Kevin Durant, no Steve Kerr. He got a franchise that's one who got since 1973. And the Knicks are 5-6. And he's getting hammered with questions. What does he do then?
Yeah.
What does he say? I just want to play basketball?
Yeah, but the
question. You can't have it both ways,
Kevin. Questions, and I think this is specific, because it's not, we're not talking about his opinion, his political opinions. We're not talking about his orchestrated, you know, commercials that with LeBron that are presented as interesting basketball news. You know what I mean? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about him focusing on being with the Warriors as opposed to being caught up in this roulette, this what is it called when you switch in the chairs? You know what I mean?
roulette.
I know what I'm talking about, right?
What's the game when you're five years old and the music stops, you sit in the chair.
Whatever that's called.
Musical chairs.
Exactly.
There you go.
Thank you for listening, Sam.
So revved up on the hoops.
The musical chairs. Like this musical chairs of free agency that's happening in the NBA right now. Instead of like being asked that, and that's what he's getting asked, and I think that's what he's frustrated about. I don't think he's frustrated about anything else. I think he's being told by his boys in the locker room, whether it's Steph or Draymond or Iguodala or Boogie, whoever.
Yep,
bro, you got to stop talking about going to the Knicks. You got to stop like the speculation about.
He hasn't said a word about going to the Knicks.
I know
it's not, but, so that's
but,
why
but,
he's annoyed.
But people are, and
but
that's what he was talking about with this guy. That's
that.
What he said. This guy comes in, whoever his name is. He put him straight on blast.
So about Ethan Strauss?
He
went right at
him. Straight on blast, right?
And even specifically said the Knicks and the Porzingis trade.
I know
he hears everything.
Of course he does.
Which I believe could be to his detriment.
All these guys
already might be to his detriment.
All these guys are sensitive as hell. But
I understand that.
I think he's getting pressure from his current teammates because all this nonsense is swirling around about KD in blue.
Look at him. Got the Kevin Hart smile until he gets peppered with about 30,000 questions. You know, Kevin, how come Kevin Knox has grown this stunted? Kevin, what do you think about Fizdale? Is he the right coach for the Knicks? Kevin, been since 1973. Knicks haven't won a championship. We thought you were the guy to lead us. What's going on? I mean, how would he react then? I mean, the Warriors are just destroying people. Life's easy, man. You show up, you pop in 40, you get about 9, 10, 12 wide open looks a night. Wide open.
Hey.
You have a little fun. You do a little shimmy with Steph Curry. Basically, the biggest challenge for the Warriors is entertaining themselves before the game with these. You see this new thing Steph is doing?
Yeah.
He puts the ball in. I don't even know what he's doing. He's creating shots. They're bored. So if he thinks that that's tough, whether it's New York or the Clippers or whatever he does. And the only reason, I want to be clear about this, and we will break, I promise. But and we'll get calls. I really don't want to break. Do we have to break today? I guess we do. 855-212-4227. The only reason, it wasn't to inject politics per se. It was to continue the thread or illuminate the thread of how lost I believe he is in terms of the coverage. It can't be convenient. If it elevates your brand and it puts, you know, next to $20, $30 million in your pocket with endorsements, you can't flick a switch and say, no, I just want to play basketball.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. And it never will again for the rest of society.
I am just saying, I also think it can't be unfair with him when it's pure speculation. People are writing stories as if they're fact when it's pure speculation.
All right.
Even if it may be factual.
Okay. All right. You know where we stand. I got a towel down. I haven't sweat in the studio in a while. Feel how heavy this thing is, man.
This is thick, dude.
Oh, my God. It's hot as hell.
I'm going to go turn the air on.
Come into the corner. Mick, my eyes cut. I'm all revved up. The NBA's hot. Get the phones loose. Are you with Durant or are you against him? What happened last night? What he said? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save a little money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. All right. So out of the shoot, the Durant stuff, we'll get to LeBron, obviously. Mm. And, you know, I have to at least, and I know you'll want to probably chime in on this as well for sure. We got so wrapped up with the start of the show. I wanted to at least spend a minute or so on Frank Robinson.
Yes.
Frank Robinson passed away, bone cancer.
Just happened right before our show. He was 82.
I think he was 82.
82
he was
years
Hank
old.
Aaron just celebrated his 85th birthday.
Yeah.
And the great Frank, Big Frank, who was a no-nonsense guy and a great player. I think, and this includes pitchers, I think that Robinson's one of the, I think he's one of the 20 best players of all time.
Yeah, well,
I think when you rifle through the Ruths and the Mays and the Cobbs and the Koufaxes, and I think he's on that list.
Yeah.
And he was also the first African-American manager in 1974 for the Indians. So that shadow that Frank Robinson cast on the sport in the batter's box for the next generation is huge.
Yeah.
What 80, a life.
83 years old
83.
He was. 1966, he won the Triple Crown and the World Series that year.
He was rookie of the year, too.
Yep,
MVP in each league.
You know what was just amazing about him is that he carried himself unlike a star. Right? Just felt
most of those guys back then did. That's kind of how they rolled.
True, and it was the era.
Yeah.
Also. I mean, you're talking about playing in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
But, you couldn't be bombastic and loud and crazy. I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be fully
like
accepted.
Flashy.
Not that you were accepted anyways, but mm-hmm. I don't know. There's just this dignity
mm-hmm.
that goes with
that's a good word.
Frank Robinson's name mm-hmm. and then it and how he carried himself.
I agree.
He'll be missed, obviously, but a full life he lived,
no
83,
doubt.
And one of the most successful and accomplished and championed players in Major League Baseball history.
There's three fan bases that view him as an icon. You have the Reds, you have the Orioles, you have the Indians, all for different mm-hmm. reasons, obviously. But, you know, listen, you want to go look at Big Frank's stats, just go to Baseball Reference. I'm not going to run through them. But I will tell you this, if you're driving around and you're not really fully familiar, how great was Frank Robinson? Frank, just from the, again, the not the managerial stuff and the stuff that's actually more important at the end of the day, but just as a hitter, his OPS was basically 930, all right? And he played until he was 40. And you look at those last few years, and there was, as expected, without steroids, some real serious attrition.
Yeah.
His OPS was probably more like 960, 970.
Yeah.
He was a beast, yeah. Frank Robinson. So rest in peace to the big man. I got a question for you here, Teak, as we start to morph into and merge a little LeBron stuff. Without Anthony Davis for the Lakers, and again, we're not surprised on the show. We told you that for a week or so what's going to happen. I'm wrestling with what I will find more entertaining the rest of the way, 27-ish games, whatever it is for the Lakers. Do I want to see them in fight and miss the playoffs? Or do I want to see them squeeze in, get the 8 seed, and get embarrassed by the Warriors? I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. LeBron's starting to talk about, like, I don't need to add anything else to my resume type thing, right? It just is, you know, we knew it was going to be hard, and, you know, if we don't make the play, like, he's positioning for them not to, so that we don't kill him for going there and completely disrupting that environment. We've seen LeBron be disruptive to an organization when he comes in. Same thing happened with the Cleveland Cavaliers. The difference being the Cavaliers were veteran enough to deal with it. This Lakers team is not veteran, and they are not dealing with it well. And, you know, listening to LeVar, I heard LeVar on Colin today.
I caught him for a little bit,
just
too.
Like, what are you talking about?
I mean,
you
he know? Just basically said Luke Walton stinks.
Exactly. And that's not fair to Luke Walton. And
nah.
It's not, I mean, and it's not indicative of what's actually happening there. Right? LeBron has made this crossover into being like an on-court executive in a sense. And he's trying to shape this team. Like, this is what he does. He goes somewhere, he helps shape the team either in conjunction with players like Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, or in conjunction with ownership, like he did with the Cleveland Cavaliers and brought in this guy and that guy. And
the George Hills
exactly.
And guys like that.
Hey,
sure.
Give me these guys, and I'm going to help you guys get to and potentially win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's trying to do the same thing with the Lakers, but at the same time going, yeah, I'm one of the boys. Like, these are my – remember he always says this, my guys. These are my guys. Well, you know what? I think these guys are starting to realize that you're not one of the guys. You're one of the executives. And yeah, you can say all the right things, but we don't want to sit next to you. I mean, it may have just been a quirky image, but it was an image.
Yeah, that was an image you don't see too often in the NBA. That was an image by design.
I agreed, and it's telling.
Yeah, it is.
And then you get these guys laying down against the Pacers, getting blown out, giving no fight because they feel like they're not part of the future plans of the team.
Yeah, they're getting smoked by the Celtics tonight. Can't wait to see that.
And then
Sunday by the Sixers.
I think the act worked a couple times.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like a fool me once thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to work here.
I'm over LeBron. Yeah. I don't know how else I need. Yeah, I've said it for. I'm over LeBron. The manipulation, the. Listen, I have no problem exercising power. I mean, let's not be foolish. There are certain people in our business, or mm-hmm. naive is a better word.
Yeah.
In our business, you know, use like any cable out, any news outlet,
of course.
Right? All right,
of course.
The longtime anchor.
You're right.
If that person, male or female, who's been there a long time and delivers ratings and makes, you know, $8, $9, $10, $15 million a year, some cases more, obviously, if they say something, it's going to happen. I mean, if they want something, if they want somebody gone,
yeah.
or they want somebody brought in, there's a chance that management is going to acquiesce.
Yep.
And I think what's happened now with LeBron, and so I recognize that, and I'm okay with that part of the power play. What bothers me is that there's a passive aggressiveness and almost like like he tries to detach himself. Come on, man.
That's what I mean.
You think we're stupid?
So he's still trying to He's still trying to be one of the boys.
Well, that's what I mean.
But he's not.
I know. Well,
and we
he's
all
not
know
with
it.
The Lakers.
That's what
he,
I mean.
He is with his boys, D. Wade, and all those cats. Yeah, Carmelo but CP3. But not the young guys.
Those guys are his guys. But, I mean, think about what KD said about him.
The toxic?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, he was prophetic with that.
Right?
He was on the money with that.
He nailed
that might
it.
Be the most intelligent thing Kevin Durant's ever said. No, I'm not taking a shot at
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I hear what you're
but
saying.
But in terms of, like, being perceptive and being ahead of the curve, like, that was dangled and dropped in our show. I remember that day very well. And
yeah, now we're like, oh, he's a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
But he's a lot bit right.
And now all of a sudden, look at it today.
I hear
he was 100% on the money.
You're right.
The Lakers are getting swallowed up by jealousy. And your point is a good one. You know, what's beginning to happen, you know, the older guard who, you know, generally reveres LeBron and respects him, now you got this young crop who they entered the league wanting to be him, but now they're bitter at the way he's maybe misusing or the perception that he's misusing his power.
Yeah.
So I don't think guys like, you know, Lonzo or his dad or, you know, whether it's Kuzma, I don't really know truly how they feel, but there's got to be some resentment. Mm-hmm. It's human nature. There's got to be.
You're right.
Looking over his shoulder.
You feel like you're an afterthought, that you're expendable, whereas a year ago you were part of a core that was going to be, you know, an iconic, you know, piece of Laker history.
Yeah.
And now you're, all right, whatever. You can go to Phoenix. You can go to New Orleans.
That's where LeVar wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Wants Lonzo to go. Right. Phoenix.
You can go someplace else. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna stand without you. And that's hard to deal with.
It's got to be. And to be fair to LeBron, it's not his fault that the Lakers drafted the wrong guy. Yeah. They drafted the wrong guy. Lonzo's not the number 2 pick in the draft.
True.
He's been a little bit banged up, and he said that with Colin today. True. Or Colin said that to LeVar. And I got to tell you, you know, it's, a lot of people don't give credit in our industry. I did listen to that. Matter of fact, before I went into the garage to park, I listened to the rest of it. I want to see how it ended. And Colin came as a real journalist there.
He did.
He wasn't dapping him up. Hey, LeVar, you're crazy. You're wacky. He came with a list of angles, and he probed into the thought of LeVar, which obviously is an extension of Lonzo. I think he did a really good job.
We can get more into this. What's the bigger problem? Is it Luke Walton in L.A. or is it LeBron? Don't answer.
We'll jot that down. Luke or LeBron. Okay, I like it. All right, let's get these phone calls coming up. Maybe we'll push back inbounds out of bounds.
Yep.
We have to connect with our people. The Kevin Durant stuff, the LeBron stuff, the trade deadline. We'll tell you what the poll question is. It's a good one pertaining to the Eastern Conference. A lot of, you know, not major moves, but tweaks that certainly make a few teams even more viable than they were maybe 2 or 3 days ago. So we'll get that after Axe update. Here's Rich.
And guys, Hall of Famer Frank Robinson has passed away at the age of 83 after a battle with bone cancer. When he retired in 1976, his 586 career homers were fourth most in history. He's now 10th on the list. The Reds, thinking his better days were behind him, traded him to Baltimore in 1965. He won the Triple Crown the next season and was named the American League's most valuable player, the first and only one to do it in both leagues. He was also baseball's first African-American manager and worked in the league office as well. The Marlins found a new home for JT Realmuto, sending the All-Star catcher to the Phillies for several prospects. The NBA trade deadline passed, and Anthony Davis remains in New Orleans, but the Pelicans did send Nikola Mirotic to the Bucks in a 3-team deal that also involves the Pistons. The Raptors also made a big move, reportedly acquiring 3-time All-Star Marc Gasol from the Grizzlies for Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, C.J. Miles, and a second-round pick. The Grizzlies deal Gasol, but keep Michael Conley. They also acquired Avery Bradley from the Clippers for Jermichael Green. And the Sixers have parted with former top pick overall Markelle Fultz, who goes to Orlando. This report is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Out of the world's best, including Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Dustin Johnson. DJ, take on the breathtaking yet brutal golf courses, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, all weekend on CBS. That's right. Move into the Players' Championship. That's been bumped up to March and roll right into the Masters, obviously, down in Augusta in April. You've got the PGA Championship, which has been moved to May. You've got the U.S. Open, which is June. You've got the Open Championship overseas, which is July. And basically, it's golf season is upon us, brother. Looking forward to it.
It is.
And Dustin Johnson playing well so far. DJ's minus five through 14. He's 2 shots off the lead. Obviously, very early, but Tony Finau I see him prominently on the leaderboard, and Jason Day as well. So some good names. Brandon Grace is, I believe he's, where is he from? Is he South African? Brandon Grace, I believe he is. But Rory Sabatini's played. Rory Sabatini, geez, where's he been? Lucas Glover's up there as well, minus four. So golf is underway. All right, let's get back to the Durant stuff. More on LeBron as well. 1-855-212-4227. Listen, if Kevin Durant wants to live in this fantasy tale and this fairy tale world of not being asked about anything other than basketball, here's what Kevin Durant can do. You can, you know, willingly, voluntarily get back your Nike deal. I don't know, Gatorade, whatever else endorsement you have, which probably is about $30 or $40 million in totality, excluding his actual player contract, which he's earned every penny of. He's great. And you know what? Go to the cage on West 4th Street. Go up to Rucker Park. Go out to Philly. I'm sure there's some good run in Chicago when the weather's warm. Same out west in L.A. in certain spots. And you know what? Go to a sneaker store and buy a pair of sneakers like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Go play pickup, and nobody will bother you.
Yeah, but don't you feel his angst?
No.
From all of this speculation?
Not at all.
Because it's not real.
I mean,
he doesn't know where he's going. Maybe he does know where he wants to play next year, but doesn't know where he's going to play next year. But it seems like
I think he knows.
We're all creating this narrative before it's even, you know, happened. You know what I mean? And so I can understand why it gets frustrating. And I think, and I honestly believe this. This is coming from his teammates. Like his teammates, because they're real out there in Golden State. You know that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right? They're not.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
They hold you accountable.
Exactly. They're not, like, talking behind your back or around your shoulder like, you know, you should be. Like, they tell you to your face.
Yeah. Man. Which is why they're so good.
It's exactly
there's a
why
lot of accountability.
So and so I think that he's starting to hear that from his teammates.
He could
be. And that's why he's getting frustrated at the media. Because he's sitting there saying, what do you want me to do? They're asking me these questions. We all know that it's a possibility, mm-hmm. So I can't sit here and lie and say, I'm going to sign with the Golden State Warriors for the next decade.
Just right? Say you don't know.
But that's not good enough. I think that's the point.
He hasn't spoken in 9 days. He hasn't said, I don't know.
That's because...
If he would have said, I don't know.
That's because guys are writing these articles as if they do know. And that's hard, right? And you're putting words into his mouth. Someone's putting words in his mouth that aren't true, and it becomes...
See, I believe they are true. And I believe this is why he's reacting. I'm going to give you the different part of psychology here.
Okay.
I believe that there's a part of Kevin Durant right now that is bothered by the fact that we know where he's going. And he's going to play for the Knicks. His agent's in New York. The Knicks don't trade Porzingis without some serious intel that Kevin Durant is coming to the Garden.
Yeah.
And I believe that Kevin Durant is bothered by the fact that he obviously can't speak to that now, clearly.
Yeah.
If he denies or rejects it vehemently, he's going to look like a liar.
True.
Come July 1st, if he comes to the Knicks. And again, I believe he will. And I believe it bothers
him. But I think it also gets in the way of what he wants to accomplish. So just because he might be playing for the Knicks next year doesn't mean that he doesn't want to win a championship now.
I totally
with
agree.
The Golden State Warriors.
100%. And he's the best player on the team.
And win another MVP in the finals.
Right? I agree.
But
go do it. Do both.
It's just hard. It's a long way off.
Doesn't look hard. They're dominating people.
Of course they're dominating people, but it's a long way off for that to happen. So to be asked the same thing over and over and over and give the same answers over and over, it gets frustrating.
All right.
I get it.
I mean,
I really
keep coming
do.
Back to the same point. I understand that. I guess that maybe Kevin Durant needs, this is actually a compliment here, although it's some advice as well, because I've gotten on Durant pretty hard today, and I mean everything I said. Maybe I didn't mean to call him a dope. Maybe I take that back. That if I could have one word back, I would take that when I was a little bit worked up. Everything else I'll stand by. I'm better than that. I don't need to call somebody a dope. But I think that Kevin Durant needs to step back and understand how great he is. And it's his greatness that wants this. We are trying to quench our thirst as it pertains to Kevin Durant. He is so good. He is so physically and rare and unstoppable that it's created this tsunami of a pursuit of information.
Yeah.
And I know that it's frustrating.
Yeah.
But he's got to understand that.
Yeah, but it's speculation that gets frustrating. I think if we want to question him, question him about his game.
There's nothing to question.
I know.
Second best player. He is right now. He's the best player in the world. Right now, he's the best.
Right, because LeBron's on a little step-down plateau right now.
A little vacation, LeBron.
He may come back up to
little
the
vacation.
Top,
little hiatus.
But right now, you're right. KD's the best player on the planet. It's not LeBron right now.
And by the way, I think when LeBron, even if LeBron plays the next 10 and plays like LeBron, you could still have the conversation. Maybe Kevin Durant's the best player now.
No, you're
even
right.
Even with a healthy
you're right.
LeBron.
You're right.
You know?
Because his shot is indefensible. He rebounds. He plays defense. I mean, he does everything.
He's evolved defensively much the last 4 or 5 years.
You're right. You're right. And whereas LeBron is now taking time off because he knows he's got to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little, you could make that argument.
Did you see the one highlight? I know he came out and he banged in his first, I think it was his first 6 shots in the first quarter last night. Did you see the one when he threw down?
Yeah. Yes, he came straight down the lane.
He looked like he was 25 or 24 years old. I mean, he had some lift and some bounce and some flexibility. That looks
it'll
look good in the garden.
You see it, but you forget it because he plays so much on the perimeter. How long he is.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like he's
a prototype.
It looked like he left a foot inside the free throw line and his back foot was still at the free throw line when he threw the ball in the basket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously. It looked like his body took up the entire lane. That's because that's how long he is. And obviously, you don't want to do that all the time because all it takes is one little undercut or stepping wrong on somebody's foot and you destroy yourself or destroy your season. But his athleticism is off the chain. It really is.
You know, I was just – we're going to get these calls, I promise, and we're going to go with this a little bit more. I was just jotting down some names and – This has nothing to do with the order of, you know, best players. Although all these guys, most of these guys, not all of them would be in my top 10, but many of them would. As I look back, I'm probably missing somebody as I do this in real time, but as I look back at over the evolution of the sport of basketball, right? And it's easier to identify this in hoops than it is baseball, much easier. Maybe even easier than football. I look at, you have to put George Mikan. I was going to put George there. George Mikan, the first big man, right? You'll see where I'm going. Mikan, Wilt. Mm-hmm. Oscar, who was really Jordan before Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Magic, 6'9 point guard.
Yeah.
Dirk, 7-footer with range.
Yep.
Big time range.
Yep.
Shaq, just a flat, and actually Shaq before Dirk. Beast.
Yeah. Just ridiculously physical.
LeBron combining force and velocity, and Steph in terms of the 3-point shot. And obviously, Durant is on this list. In terms of players, and I may have missed one or two, I think that's a pretty good list. Players who have change the the way the game is played.
Yeah.
Durant is on that list.
Yeah, of course.
You can't defend Durant him. Is on that list.
Yeah, because the only thing that you can do to defend him when he's out around the perimeter is bring your big man, your center. And he just dribbles around him like he's stuck in the mud.
And because of that, he's really made the NBA a centerless league.
Yes.
Because if you don't have a 5 who can move his feet
and,
you know, roll or rotate, whether it's, you know, off the screen or roll or whatever it is, you know, you can't play.
You can't defend.
You're going to get destroyed.
You're right.
So, you know, he's great, but he's got to relax. Dan's, in my opinion, Dan's in Wisconsin. Dan is on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy? Man.
Hey, I have no qualms whatsoever with Kevin Durant. In fact, I respect him a whole lot more.
Interesting.
I mean,
why?
Given the demise of Mr. Robinson today, I think one of these professional sports players could learn from him and his quiet dignity.
Mm.
You know, and after 2 weeks of listening to LeBron cry about who he wants to play with, who he wants coaching him and everything else, I really don't want to hear from another professional basketball player until Giannis is holding up the world championship trophy.
That's interesting. He has a good chance to do that.
You got the Bucks fans sneaking in from Wisconsin.
Dan, you're right.
I like it, Dan.
They got the best record in basketball, and he was amazing last night.
We had 43.
But there was just, like, some of the things he was doing. Like, the dish he hit Malcolm Brogdon over on the left wing, sitting for a three-pointer, wide open. I mean, he was dead straight looking back at the point guard. I forget who it was. And just flipped it through two defenders. Brogdon caught it, you know.
Did he catch it on the hip?
Catch and shoot, drilled it. I mean, he's turned into. I mean, he might be the MVP.
I think he is the MVP.
I think he is.
He's my MVP.
I'm overly focused, obviously, because I want to see James Harden do what he's doing, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But Giannis is the guy.
Yeah,
and their team is ridiculously good
right
now.
And they got something they needed with Mirotic. They needed him. The Raptors, you know, listen, I love the Raptors going and bringing in Marcus Gasol. Tobias Harris, we touched on that yesterday. Mike, can you read the poll question? We haven't really given this out. We've been so wrapped up in Durant and LeBron. I think it's a great question, and you and I can answer it now and obviously give people the chance to chime in on Twitter. It pertains to the Eastern Conference. Mike, what is it, buddy? What do you got?
Just very simply, after the trade deadline passes, three Eastern Conference teams made key moves. The Bucks added Mirotic, Raptors added Gasol, Sixers added Tobias Harris. After these moves, who is the favorite to come out of the East? The Bucks, the Raptors, the Sixers, or the Celtics? We didn't have an other category, maybe if someone wanted to put the Pacers in there.
No.
But
without Oladipo, yeah. No chance.
Sure, but they're still, up there in the
range. They'll be out of the playoffs in
a month. At the end of the day, we chose not to do an other because those four teams are pretty much the clear choices. Right now, 35% say the Bucks.
Okay.
32% say the Raptors.
Ooh.
24% say the Sixers, and just 9% say the Celtics.
Wow. The Celtics, souring.
Yeah.
Souring of the Celtics.
Yeah. You look at the, you start looking at the stats of the Bucks, and it says a lot, BT. They're 3-point under Budenholzer now. They're 3-point attempts, second in the league right now.
How much, about 30 a game?
37.
Jeez.
Almost 38 a game. Three-pointers and made is second also, about 13.
That'll go up with Mirotić.
Exactly, to go up with Mirotić. They have the best, shooting two-point shooting percentage in the league. All right, defensive rebounds of almost 40 a game. That's number one in the league. Like, the stats that matter.
Good home court advantage. Exactly. That arena's been popping. It's brand new.
Yeah, the Bucks are built, and they did it kind of quietly at the break to be the team in the East.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't voted yet, but I would agree with that. Because, again, Marc Gasol is a good pickup, but he's a big man. Mm-hmm. Although he could shoot.
Yes.
He could shoot. Yes. He's got some range. He's a great passer. He's averaging 5 assists a game, which is a career high. But he's got that Avita Sabonis court vision. He's a big, burly type who can really see everywhere. So he's going to help them. I guess I'm not sold on the Sixers' chemistry. That's why I would kind of put them down a little bit.
I would agree with that.
I just don't. Tobias Harris, good player. Does it all work when you throw in that Jimmy Butler element?
That's we got to wait and see it.
I know.
Get
inbounds, out of bounds. Coming up hour two, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.